Podcast Help Desk number 49 for May 12th, 2015.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
And good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever the case may be, and today I'm trying something new. So if it sounds a little different, that's why. I'm doing the old live to the hard drive type thing. I'm going to try not to do this in segments, and I'm going to try not to edit much. I probably will edit something because I'll probably say something stupid. And a lot of times I let that go, and a lot of times I don't. So be prepared. And I got all my clips loaded up. Actually, I only have one or two or three. We can play with it. See, I got the soundboard here. I can play. Let's listen to Rich Palmer promote Blueberry.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
This podcast is part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Okay. All right. I'm done playing. Anyway, not that I hadn't had this set up all along. I just have been doing it in segments and figured, I haven't done a live to the hard drive type show. That's what we used to call it back in 2004 and 2005. But now it's, I think pretty much everybody that has done this for any length of time can do this sort of thing. The next thing I should do is actually put it up on Spreaker or Mixler or something live while I'm recording it. Currently, it's at about 20 minutes to 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening here in Traverse City. And, I guess I could throw it up there, but, who wants to listen to me cuss and then have to edit and all that stuff? So maybe we won't. We'll start this show out with a little bit of news. Friend of the show, Rob Greenlee, formerly of Microsoft and Podcast One, has been doing a little bit of freelance work for Spreaker, but he's officially part of the team over there now, according to a blog post at Spreaker. He is the new head of content. So congratulations to Rob over there. Spreaker's kind of an interesting play in the space. It not only does it do web hosting, or not web hosting, but media hosting, and it charges a little bit differently than say Blueberry or Libsyn. Instead of charging for monthly upload, they charge for total storage, and by the minute, I believe, or something like that. You get a certain amount of time. And it's total storage, so when you run out of storage, you either have to take stuff off at the back end or whatever. But, that works for some people. You get their first paid plan. I want to say it's $15 a month, and you get 110 hours worth of content. So you could put it at any level. I don't know if they do video. I'll have to get with Rob and find out what they do over there, but it's kind of neat. Plus they have that whole live component that you can do live audio with them, and that's probably who I will go with if I do decide to do a live show. I'll probably do it on Spreaker. That way you can listen to it on the Spreaker app live or on the website or however that works. But anyway, congratulations to Rob for being the head of content over there. With the New Media Expo, he was in the Spreaker booth podcasting live a good portion of the week, and that was kind of cool. I wandered by there a few times. I went over and talked to him. I did not get on the air with him or on the stream with him, but maybe next time. Who knows? And hey, I had a question come in from our favorite mailman there in Boston, Abner. He had a question I'll play right now if I can hit the button.
Hey, Mike, it's your favorite mailman here from Boston, Mass. Abner, I just had a quick question for your show, and I've never heard it asked before in any of the other podcast shows, your show or the other ones you compete or are friendly with. Should you make your podcast a business? In other words, should you incorporate your podcast? Should you make some type of small company for your podcast? I mean, it might benefit you in the long run, tax reasons. Maybe your podcast is a loss. You can use it against your taxes at the end of the year. You can always claim stuff that you use to make the podcast. Probably you who have dealt with this, since you have a few podcasts, maybe you have you have a company or don't have a company for your podcast. I even recently ran into an issue where I want to register a dot travel website. Yeah, they have one of those, and they asked me for my company name and company, you know, information, and I basically had to tell them I didn't have one yet, just to get that dot travel so that they know that I was going to do some type of travel company or, you know, media outlet for traveling. So what are your thoughts on this? Just like to know, and thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, that was, of course, Abner, and he had some nice ambiance there in that recording. It sounded like he was either sitting out on the street or walking down the street or whatever, and it goes to show you don't have to have a completely silent background to podcasts and have it sound cool. So good job there, Abner, and very cool. And to answer your question, well, that's totally up to you how you want to do it legally. I am not a lawyer, and I do not play one on the interwebs or the television or the radio. I just give my opinion, but it's not legally binding. But I'll tell you what I have done. I've set up here as a DBA, an assumed name, you know, doing business as a sole proprietor. So I did not do an LLC. I didn't do a S corp or a C corp. I just did a sole proprietorship assumed name, DBA. And the assumed name, which you never hear here, but is Bunadello Marketing, as I do some other marketing type stuff for local businesses. And so the parent company's called Bunadello Marketing, but that's just an assumed name. And I am it's a sole proprietorship partnership with my wife, Kathy, because she does some social media stuff for some local businesses, so that's where the marketing thing comes in, and we just kind of threw the podcasting stuff under the same umbrella, and that makes it nice for, you know, if I do some traveling to, you know, I've done a couple of times I've had to go somewhere to do some consulting for somebody, and you know, I take what they don't pay and add that to my expense sheet, you know. So, if, you know, if they send me airline tickets, I don't take that. But, you know, incidentals, whatever, driving to the airport if I'm flying out of Grand Rapids rather than Traverse City and that kind of stuff, take the mileage. You know, when I go to things like the New Media Expo. Now I go with Blueberry normally, so, you know, they pick up the tab on a lot of that. You know, some of it, I pick up, and that portion of it I can take off on my taxes. But I'm not a tax advisor either, so please check with the tax advisor of your choice. But, you know, it's kind of nice. You can take the expenses. You know, if you buy a new microphone, mixer, you know, recorder, whatever, you should be able to take that against the business and any other expenses. I know Twit The Twit Network is organized as an LLC, and I know lots of other podcasters that are either C corps or S corps and all that. So I mean, it runs the gamut, but you should have some sort of an entity there. But I mean, I believe just under your name, you can take business expenses if, like I said, if you're claiming income against your podcast. So say if you get a podcast advertiser, you can take that income and then you can fill out the business expense portion and write off some of the business expenses. But like I said, please seek a competent attorney and or tax advisor and take everything I said with a grain of salt. Just letting you know what I've done. So I'm going to have to warn you here, and I don't have a little stinger for it. I should. Something I need to put on my list. But I'm going to give you an opinion. And this is my opinion. It's not based on fact. It's based on my opinion. Okay, you got that? This is an opinion. I had somebody give me crap about, well, this show's just opinions. It's not based on facts. Well, no, my opinion is based on facts. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. And my opinion is I don't care. But I'm talking about mastermind groups. You know, if you listen to a lot of the entrepreneur podcasts that are very popular these days, everybody's talking about a mastermind group. And, okay, like I said, my opinion, not fact. But my opinion is that a mastermind group is supposed to be, I thought, you know, some like-minded individuals with varying experiences getting together and helping each other out in their business, or in this case, their podcast. And I see a lot of them, and I see Paul Culligan just came up with one. And like I said, I'm not completely against the paid model of mastermind groups, but yeah, okay, I take that back. I am. I don't see where paying for a mastermind group, at least in the traditional sense of what that is. And let me go back to where I've heard of this whole concept. It's Dave Ramsey. You may or may not have heard of him. He's a fairly popular syndicated talk show host on radio. And he also was on Fox Business Network for a while. I don't know if he's still there or not. I know he's on television quite a bit as a guest, but I don't know if he still has a television show, because I kind of stopped following him because just been too busy with everything else. But he always talks about this thing he does called the Eagles Group. And Dan Miller, I'm sure some of you are familiar with him, I guess, what was it called? No More Mondays is one of his books. He's an author, lives in Franklin, Tennessee. And anyway, Dan Miller's part of the Eagles Group with Dave Ramsey, and they get together every Wednesday morning. I just happen to know that because that's what Dave always says, and that's what Dan Miller always says. So, and there's a few others in that group. And it's not a paid thing. They all get together over coffee, and they talk about books they've read and business ideas and this and that. And, you know, they don't have to pay to be in it. But a lot of these entrepreneurs out there are starting these paid mastermind things. And like I said, you know, if that's your gig, fine and dandy. But, you know, my rules, my opinion here, don't beat me up. It's my opinion. If you got a different opinion, please tell me. But, you know, I've got my little rules for masterminds. One, the rule is never pay for a mastermind group. That's just my rule. Like I said, if it works for you, great. But I don't like the idea. But two, a group bigger than 10 is pretty much unworkable. So if you get a mastermind group, especially if you pay for one and there's 25 people in it, you're probably not going to get a lot out of it. and you're probably not going to be contributing to it. That's the big thing, because, you know, mastermind group should really be contributing as well as taking away from it. My other rule is three. It's an informal group of friends or colleagues, and that's the best bet. You know, you don't have to pay for that kind of thing if you're all in agreement that, hey, we're going to meet up on Skype, we're going to meet up, I've got what I call kind of a mastermind group between some colleagues of mine on Slack, which is a text-based chat sort of thing. I don't know, it's hard to pin down what Slack is, but anyway, we have a mastermind group there. And, you know, it's not called a mastermind group. It's just, you know, a bunch of my colleagues that, we kind of just bounce stuff off each other, whether it's personal stuff, it's a little bit of gossip in the industry, that kind of stuff, you know, it's just stuff. And it's really cool to bounce ideas off of, some like-minded individuals or even unlike-minded individuals that are in the same business that you are. Or whatever, as far as podcasting and my fourth rule is never pay to be in a mastermind group. I know that's the first rule also, but like I said, there are exceptions to that. And if it works for you, it works for you. In my case, I'm never going to write a check or give them my PayPal to be part of a group like that. If you're in a group, formal or informal. Like I said, the one I'm in is informal. Actually, I got two. I've got one in-person group here in Traverse City, and then I've got that Slack group of like-minded or like, they're not necessarily like-minded, I should say. They're all in my industry, so that works out really good. But, if you are in a group, formal or informal, just make sure you contribute to it. Don't just take, but give freely. I mean, the more you give, the more you get. And, I don't know how many times I'm giving somebody some advice on something and a light bulb goes off in my head and I learn something, whether I learn it from them or if I just, just an idea popped up that wouldn't have popped up elsewhere. So, just be careful with some of these mastermind things, like I said, there's not, a hard, fast rule that paid is bad, but, you can get into some good friendships by, contributing. The Facebook groups and the Google Plus groups are really a great place for podcasters to get the mastermind-like experience. Although you're also going to get some haters, trolls, and marketeers in there, but you can filter that out pretty good. Most people can, and you'll get some good camaraderie and information out of those. I help out a lot in the Facebook groups and the Google Plus groups, and if you want some sort of mastermind experience, maybe start a group of your own. Start a private group on Facebook or Google Plus. That's a great place to start with the mastermind thing, masterminds type thing. Like I said, even the term kind of, makes my skin crawl a little bit. But like with your listeners. So say you've got the all popular underwater basket weaving show, and you've got quite a few of your listeners that are into underwater basket weaving of various skill levels. That would be a great place to do that. A Facebook group, private Facebook group where you invite people in that have the same interest, whatever their skill level, and you can mentor each other and all that entrepreneur style stuff. Like I said, I would never really pay to be in a mastermind group. I suppose if it was, if it was me and the 10 most popular podcasters in the world, And I could, you know, pay $20 a month to chat with them, you know, the 10 most popular. Yeah, maybe. But, you know, it's just not something I would do. And I know a lot of you guys are thinking, John Lee Dumas. Well, I don't know anything about John Lee Dumas other than what I've heard from other people. I've listened to a couple of his shows. They're fine. And he's obviously had some success. That's fine. Are you going to duplicate that? No. Even if you're in his mastermind, I don't know whether he has one or not. But if you were in his mastermind and you tried to duplicate exactly what he did, you can't be John Lee Dumas. You know, John Lee Dumas is John Lee Dumas, and he's the best at it. You just be yourself and, you know, take suggestions from people like that and take, you know, that kind of stuff, but don't duplicate it. And, you know, and that's another problem with some of these mastermind things that I see ballyhooed around is, you know, you're trying to replicate each other. Well, you know, if there's 50 people out there trying to do John Lee Dumas, you know, most of them are going to fail because John's still doing it. So, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things. So let's jump on to yet another bandwagon here, SoundCloud. I'm sure you've all heard that SoundCloud now has their podcasting available for anybody. I don't know if it's officially out of beta. I hear conflicting reports. I haven't played with it a whole lot. I've got an account over there. It's not something I would recommend. It's kind of the shiny new object. Yes, they're kind of cheaper, but they're not really in the long run. It's, and plus they're in their defunding, round, which, you know, most companies don't get past B before they either get bought or go out of business. So, you know, they're hanging in there. I got to give them that. And I guess, you know, I don't know their financials, but if they're that far down in the funding and they're not profitable yet, you know, how long are they going to be hanging around? And another thing that just came up here over at, what is this site? Neiman Labs, Adam Ragusa, I think that's his name. Anyway, realized that deep in the bowels of their terms of service at SoundCloud is they don't respect fair use. So if you have permission or you're operating under fair use using some copyrighted material on your podcast, which I don't recommend unless you're doing it, you know, within the rules of fair use. But if you're doing that and somebody objects or SoundCloud's algorithm goes through, it's just like YouTube, you know, they'll take you off. Boom, no notice, you're off. You know, if you're paying for hosting at Blueberry or Libsyn or Amazon or, you know, any number of other true media hosts, you're not going to have that problem. You know, you're just not. Blueberry doesn't look at what you're uploading. Now, if it's blatant and, you know, the copyright holder contacts said company with a takedown notice, they have no choice but to take it down. But to have that, you know, as something that they just do routinely without regards to whether they have a complaint or not, I don't know. I would kind of think that's not good. I kind of like the idea that my hosting company isn't censoring or even monitoring what I put online. You know, as long as it's not illegal and as long as somebody doesn't give you an official takedown notice. I mean, you gotta do that. So anyway, it's just thoughts on SoundCloud. They're probably an okay service, and hopefully somebody will buy them up and make them profitable. But if not, you know, they may go poof. So if they do, just make sure you, if you're using them, to keep a good backup of all your media, and for God's sakes, don't use their feed. You know, don't use any third-party services feed. You know, and that goes for everybody. Don't use Blueberries. Don't use Lipsons. Don't use, you know, any of them. Because if they go poof, you're kind of screwed. You know, it's not a good thing. Your RSS feed is like your transmitter. If you're a broadcaster and you've got a transmitter and a tower and a frequency assigned to you by the FCC, you know, you own that infrastructure. Well, your RSS feed is that infrastructure. So, you know, don't hand it over to a third party, no matter how trustworthy they are. I mean, you know, you're pretty safe if you give it to Libsyn or Blueberry and, you know, use the feed generated at Libsyn or Blueberry, you know, because I know the guys over at Libsyn, and of course, you know, I am the guys over at Blueberry. You know, we will give it back to you. You know, we actually suggest that you don't use the feed generated at Blueberry. We just have it there for people that don't have their own websites and want to generate the feed there and all that. Libsyn encourages it a little bit more than Blueberry does, but they're just as easy going as far as, yeah, use your feed, you know, if you want to. You know, they discourage it. We encourage it. You know, Blueberry versus Libsyn. But, you know, but don't use SoundCloud's RSS feed. Don't use Blog Talk Radio's RSS feed. Don't use Podbean's RSS feed. Don't use Blueberry's. Don't use anybody's. Use your own. Anyway, get off my soapbox here. And yeah, let me play this.
I walked through the damp, foggy streets, my mind swirling. So much content. So many podcasts. How do I find the best? Then it hit me, like a big blue neon sign flashing through the mist. Blueberry. All I had to do was drop the E's and go to blueberry.com. Blueberry, the digital media interface for consumers, creators, and advertisers.
And, of course, that brings me to the Blueberry Tip of the Week. And as I was talking, you know, in the last little bit there, because Blueberry has so many ways to use its services, you know, we make it a lot, we make it a lot easier to control your own stuff, but that also makes it just a tad bit more complicated. It's not super hard, but it is a little bit more complicated to own your own stuff than it is to just say, yeah, SoundCloud, just to do everything for me. And some people might want to do that. You know, it's up to you, but, you know, if you're following along with me, you know, don't do that. And like I said, with Blueberry, you have total control. So there's a lot of ways you can use our services. You know, for example, you can use our free statistics service and, you know, host pretty much anywhere you want. There are some limitations because some proprietary systems don't allow you to put in the redirect URLs, what we use for our stats, but anyway, for the most part, if you control at least your, you know, where you put your media files, you can use our statistics for free. And that's one way to use it. There's, you know, another way to use it where you just have a listing over there in the directory. That's perfectly cool. There's also hosting. And if you're going to use our hosting, you know, just as an example of it being slightly more complicated, you got to do it in a particular order. You can't just, you know, set up all this stuff in an order that doesn't make any sense. So, like I said, I made up a little checklist of if you're going to host at Blueberry, which I highly encourage, and use my promo code HELPDESK for a free month. But, you know, say you're starting from scratch. You know, first thing, set up your WordPress site and install PowerPress, you know. You get that far, then you configure PowerPress. You know, you switch it to advanced mode and you fill out the iTunes tag and the feeds tag and upload your artwork and, you know, get everything all kind of set there. Then is when you would go to Blueberry and sign up for the hosting. And, you know, you'd use, of course, my help desk promo code and get your free month. And you set up you know, you set up your show over there. You want to make sure that you give them your podcast only feed. Now, your podcast only feed will not have anything in it, you know, since you're just starting out, but use that feed over there anyway, or at least go back afterwards when you're setting up your show listing over there, because you have to have a show listing before you can, you know, put the hosting on. And then for PowerPress settings, once you get your hosting all configured and set up over at blueberry.com, you go back into PowerPress in the services and stats tab, and you configure your Blueberry hosting. You just click that big blue button, you sign in with your Blueberry login and password, and you're all set. And then you can upload right from your post. And like I said, if you didn't put your feed in your settings, your program listing settings over at Blueberry, go back and put your feed in there once you get your first episode up. Make sure you go back and check your feed. You know, that same feed, it's the podcast-only feed there in the Blueberry Feeds tab. Load that in Firefox. And no, other browsers won't work for this step. Use Firefox. Everybody can download Firefox, even if you're on Linux. You know, now if you're doing it all from an iPad or an iPhone, you know, you're off in left field. So from a real computer, you can load Firefox, load up your feed, and just make sure that the post title's correct. Make sure the title of the podcast is correct. Make sure that the artwork shows up. Make sure there's a media file attached to the post. You know, just simple checks like that. And then once you're done with all that, feel free to submit that same feed address to iTunes, Stitcher, and others. And like I said, that was the Blueberry tip of the week. I've had a lot of problems, not problems, I should say. I've had a lot of contacts, and we're working on fixing the UI over there so it's a little more obvious in what order to do things. But I've had a lot of problems with people signing up for hosting and then not having a clue. So we're working on that over at Blueberry. So check us out, and like I said, use my promo code HELPDESK for a free month of either hosting or premium statistics, and that'll work for you over there and helps me out a little bit. So the last thing I have on my list is another sort of Blueberry-related thing, is subscribe on Android. You know, we talked about that last time a little bit, but now it's implemented in PowerPress. We had a new PowerPress update here, I don't know, this last week, I think Friday, or was it Saturday? I don't know. Last week sometime. And now if you go to podcasthelpdesk.com, you'll notice that the subscribe widget now has a pretty green button that says on Android. And also below the post, you'll also see, let's say iTunes, Android, RSS, or other. And that's built right in now. So if you're using PowerPress, you've got subscribe on Android already pre-baked into it. So far, there are apps that have implemented subscribe on Android, and there are apps that are going to. And I've got the list here so far. Podcast Addict version 3 is now released, and that one has subscribe on Android. Podcast Republic is released and has subscribe on Android enabled. Simple Podcatcher, that's one I've never heard of, but that one's released now. Podcatcher Deluxe, which is the paid version of the Simple Podcatcher, that one has it. There's a Podcatcher Video Deluxe also that has it. Player FM, Spreaker, Pocket Casts, and Beyond Pod are in the press. Oh, and Pod Kicker Pro. I never heard of that one either. But they all are implementing the Android one click subscribe on Android. So you guys on Android, or if you want to attract Android users, we've got the tools to do it now. So that's a great thing. Speaking of Android, I just acquired a Nexus 7. I know I had a couple of them, and I just acquired another one, used. And so now I have an Android device to play with. And here in a couple of weeks, I'm getting a new iPhone 6 Plus and giving my iPhone 5S to my niece, who's going to give me her S4 in return for it. So I'll have an S4 to play with as well. So I'll have a couple of Android devices kicking around here that I'll be able to test with. But, you know, they're all starting to come on board. You know, Beyond Pod and Pocket Cast are in the process, and those seem to be the big ones. And then, like I said, all the rest of them. And it works like a charm. It really does. I was very, very impressed. Now, since I'm doing live to the hard drive, I've got this outro, and I'm not sure if I remember whether it was a 30-second lead into it or a 60-second lead in, so I'm going to have to vamp a little bit here. But anyway, I started it, and you should hear the music coming up as we speak here, and I believe it's, yeah, it looks like it's probably a 60-second, but anyway, if you want to help out the show, on the right sidebar at podcasthelpdesk.com, there's all kinds of things you can click on that would help me. Of course, if you're signing up for Blueberry Hosting, use the promo code HELPDESK, and that helps out a lot. So I'm going to guess that, since I'm 50 seconds into this thing, so... All right, I'm vamping. I would say I should have checked this out before. That's one of the hazards of going live to the hard drive. So with that, everybody, have a good week and catch me next time.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.
That's all, folks.